Spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for joining me on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. God, we invite your presence on the radio this morning, God. We ask that you will have thine own way. As we gather together to study your word, God, we ask for more wisdom, more knowledge, more revelation, but most of all, understanding of your word. God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you are doing and what you are about to do, God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Exodus, the 6th chapter and the 12th verse? Exodus 6 and 12. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, "But Moses said to the Lord, 'If the Israelites will not listen to me, why would Pharaoh listen to me, since I speak with faltering lips?' May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." Today's topic is who you really are. Who you really are. Exodus 6 and 12 states that Moses doubted himself, asking God why Pharaoh would listen to him, even when his own people would not listen, and noting that he spoke with faltering or uncircumcised lips, which Moses had a speech impediment. So we're talking about the speaker, Moses talking to God, which is the Lord. And the problem he had was the Israelites refused to listen to Moses because of their broken spirit and hard labor. God used Moses, even though Moses did not have confidence in himself. God knew that he can trust him, that he could talk to the people, since they were broken and they were hard in labor after Pharaoh had did them so bad. Moses said, "Well, God, if they did not listen to the ones you sent, to his own people, his family, what make you think he will listen to me?" And that's how we feel sometimes. When God would send us to give a word to somebody, I say, "God, what make you think they'll listen to me? What make you think they would do it for me? If they have people among them and they're not even listening to them." But at times, some people will listen to a very stranger that they don't know, that really do not know their situation, before they will listen to someone they know. So here we see Moses felt that if his own family and people would not listen, the king of Egypt, which was Pharaoh, certainly would not. Moses had already doubted himself. And the reason Moses described himself as having uncircumcised lips or speaking with a faltering, poor tongue, meaning he felt he was a bad speaker. I don't care how bad you may think you speak or you may think you are, you still shine. My mom always told me the best speakers are the ones who stammers. They are the best speakers. They are, better yet, you can tell they are more precise. They will think before they will release their words. Come on, here, somebody. So the logic of it all is he had insecurity. Moses uses a logical argument. If my own people won't listen, why would the enemy listen? Excuse me. People of God, when we struggle to trust the master plan, we often use our past failures as evidence for why God's future plan won't work. Trusting the plan of God means moving past your own human logic into divine obedience. If we give God our insecurities, He can turn it around and use it for His glory. And another struggle that Moses has was his uncircumcised lips. The phrase uncircumcised lips sometimes translates as faulty lips or sealed lips. Refers to something that is blocked or untrained. Moses had a stammering problem. Moses focused on his instrument, which was his speech. But God was focused on the authority behind the words. Good God Almighty. God was focused on the authority behind the words. So the lesson here is the master doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. So if the plan is his, the provision is his as well. Who you really are. So when faith is greater than feedback, we can look at how faith is greater than your feedback. You see, Moses was discouraged because the initial results were poor. The Israelites didn't listen. They was disobedient. They had got tired of Pharaoh and his ways. Trusting in the master plan requires us to keep moving even when the first draft of the plan looks like a failure. You see, Moses had God's promise that he would deliver the nation of Israelite slaves from Pharaoh. But the Israelites were too discouraged through the hard labor to listen. And Pharaoh refused. You see, sometimes we go through so much, we don't even listen to anything. Because why? We focus on what we're going through. We can't even see in the spiritual realm because we're focused on what we're seeing in the natural realm. Come on. Because the emotional side of us have overtaken the spiritual side. Moses' words were met with resistance, and he made the mistake of immediately talking defeat. And that's where we get sometimes, saints of God. We have been turned around, talked about so many times until we talk defeat like nothing ever is going to come to pass for us because we have been discouraged so many times. But I am here to tell you, to let you know, God said it's going to get overturned. He is overturning every negative thing that has came up against you. You see, Moses was on the verge of letting his negative environment change his identity from deliverer to defeated. But unfortunately, God spoke to Moses and promised again that by signs and wonders, he would bring the Israelites to freedom. Listen, you may be in an environment now that contradicts what God promised you. And the circumstances look just the opposite of the dream He put in your heart. That's a test. It's only a test. You see, the enemy would love for you to lose who you really are, to see yourself as limited. Or a victim. You see, you can let it change you, adapt to the environment, you can water down your dream, or you can say, no thanks. My environment doesn't dictate my identity. I know who I am in God. I know what I can do with Christ. I know my assignment. God is with me so I can fulfill the assignment. The only time I cannot fulfill the assignment is when God is not with me. But I know God is with me. I know who I am. I know what I carry. I know I am a child of the Most High God, and I will become all that I was created to be. I will become all that God said I am. I will become all and more as long as God is with me and as long as I follow his plan. But most of all, as long as I trust the master plan regarding my life. Because the master plan requires me to keep moving. Even when the first draft of the plan looks like a failure, I'm not going to be tricked by the failures in my life. But I'm going to keep on keeping on because I am going to be victorious. I will no longer play victim to the situation, but I will overcome the victim mentality with walking in victory and authority. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the great and precious promises you have given us that will lead us to our best lives possible. Lord, we thank you for the hope and the encouragement you provide through your word. Lord, we refuse to settle for less than what you have called us to be. We know our identity in you, and we will walk in authority. We chose dominion. We chose to be victorious rather than to be defeated. And we shall forever give you all the glory and honor. Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I thank you for listening on today. I even thank you for studying the Word of God together. There is strength in numbers. We can encourage one another through the Word of God, building up our faith together. I'll continuously pray for each and every one of you, as I pray that you will also pray for me. If you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. And if you need to patronize my website, purchase a book, or you can also go on Amazon and type in my name, Patricia J. Williams, and all my books will come up. But you can also go to my website, patriciajwilliams.com. And remember, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. And also know that I love you, and God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, Pastor Brevel.